like I miss you. I miss you. I don't know, but it's like a little itch. You know what I mean? There's something satisfied about scratch. That's how I miss you. Not like something real and meaningful, like a little itch. He's a gadget detective. I love having him on this show, even though he's horrible to me. He's like an older brother who bullies and intimidates me.
What do you mean, older brother? I used to miss you, but then I had the sight on my rifle fixed and it was fine.
Well, boom, boom. He's here a week. Fancy Turkham is here. He's the gadget detective. I'm so glad you're back and up and running. Fevzy, in terms of tech, a good week?
Yeah, I think so. We've got some nice gadgets this week. I particularly like them. They're, some of them are solutions that I've brought to bear on my own situation, so I like to share from experience.
I've never done that. I've never taken any issue that I might be having in my private life, financially or technically, and ever brought it to the radio. It's not something that I would do. But I will tell you this. Mrs. Nestor, so we had this whole thing of, I call it the cascading phones. So the 16-year-old's going to do A-levels and his phone is just in pieces. Mrs. Nestor wants to upgrade her phone. And, of course, we're going to give our first phone to the 11-year-old. So everybody's going. She goes there and she does this deal because they let you play a bit, but they don't charge you any interest. And I say to her, it's September. I'm pretty sure you're going in here to buy a 16. The 17's going to come out in a minute. But of course, Mrs. Nessa doesn't listen to me.
Oh my God.
She doesn't listen until somebody else tells her. So she goes into the shop. They're brilliant in Apple. She goes into the shop and I say, you sure you want to buy this now? And they say to her, exactly what I said. So needless to say, she's waiting. It's imminent, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's within a week. Well, the reason why they tell her is even when she goes into a store, she gets a 14-day remorse period from Apple, 30 days if she buys it online. So if she went and bought
that's
it...
Listen, we're not you, Febs. That's a whole two-day operation to swap over, find what you've lost, access your cloud. It's not something I... It's like having the baby. It's not something I want to experience again.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. If she went in and if they'd have sold her a phone now, within 14 days, she'd realise that the new ones are out and she'd exercise her right of return. And so it's better to tell her, right?
We don't want Mrs. Nestor exercising any of her rights at all, Fifty. You know that. You've spoken to her yourself. But so she's got to wait now. But just quick question on that. When the 17 comes out, the 16 is cheaper, isn't it?
Yeah, what normally happens, it's cheaper, but then they limit your spec options, so they'll make it a more basic version of the 16, you know, maybe not the higher end ones, because they figure that, you know, if you're the sort of person who's going to pay, you know, an arm and a leg for that extra storage, you'd probably want to go for the 17 anyway. So there is that, but even then you can still find, you know, higher spec versions of the 16 from other retailers. So whichever way you look at it, either if you want to buy the 17 or the 16, it's worth waiting.
Last one for now, and then we'll jump straight into it. My wife comes from a privileged background. I'm always looking for the cheapest. I'm always looking for a deal, and cheap is expensive. When it comes to tech stuff, are you always working with new?
Not always, but often. And the reason is that by the time something depreciates in value by getting a bit older, The new one is often more capable and the price has dropped anyway. So it's not always the case that, you know, getting something that's significantly cheaper is good, because you're also shortening the useful life of it. You know, even iPhones, which are, you know, Apple is very good at providing support for them for many years. After about 6 years, they stop supporting them with software updates. So if you've bought a phone that's 2 or 3 years old, you've potentially halved the useful life of it. Because once you stop getting software updates, it becomes increasingly unsafe to use it from a security point of view.
Right. And that's, by the way, because I'm downloading all the stuff off one computer trying to clean it out. And one of the things I noticed is that I hadn't done the latest updates. It's very important. Can you just reiterate to Muppets like me how important it is on your computer or your stuff to download the latest update?
Yeah, in fact, I would recommend for most people it's best to just allow it to download and install them automatically. You have an option to say download it but don't install until I tell you, but because people forget, security updates are really important because your phone in particular, and of course a laptop or a desktop computer, it contains so much information. The value of that information is far more than the value of the device. You know, think about what you have on your device and what would happen if you were to lose it. I mean, businesses go out of business because they can't access, you know, records of who owes them money, for example. So all sorts of things, all that manuscript you've been working on for 12 years but haven't quite finished yet. You know, all of those things, just imagine if they, I mean, it might be a good thing for
privacy.
Yeah. But, yeah, so doing regular backups, and the way you should think about it is just take a moment, you know, later on today, after your show's finished, just to say, what is on my device? If I were to lose it, what would be the effect? Yeah, is it photos of a loved one that I've lost that I can't replace? Is it that manuscript? What is it that's on there? And then back it up and then think about how much data you're willing to lose. So if you're willing to lose the last month's worth, then you can do monthly backups. If you're not and you want to keep, you know, lose no more than a week, then you do it weekly. Apple make it very easy to back up these devices either into the cloud or onto a computer just with a cable.
I was surprised. I did it for the first time yesterday. I've never done it before. I nearly phoned you up, actually. But I had one of the two things that you have made me and Ola buy that we have in spades are the battery packs and also SSD drives. Yes. So I just got one of them and it was really easy. And so I backed the whole thing up so that I can clear it down and get it fixed up to its optimum thing. I think that when we do this, we should probably do something like this as well, because lots of people, whether it be the cloud, how much the cloud, whether it be something that I told you I'm looking at, was it a Naga now, so that you can access things in your home? I think that as the world changes, we're going to have different ways of making sure our stuff stays safe.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think it's worth spending like even half an hour a week just thinking about the gadgets that you've got and how you can maybe improve their use, maybe make them more secure. Maybe
sell them and get new ones.
Maybe one week you think about, you know, improving the security on your internet router. Another week about what you do about backups. And just, you know, don't try and do it all at once. But I'd suggest trying to secure your email address first, because the email address is the key to the kingdom. If someone compromises your email address, they can change all your other passwords and cause all sorts of havoc. So I'd go for that, and in particular second factor authentication, so not just a password, something you know, but maybe biometrics or something you own. I use, you know, these little YubiKeys. They look like USB thumb drives, and it's a key. It's like as if you have a physical key for a lock on a door. You carry this key, so it means that if you protect something with a YubiKey, they have to physically have your key. They can con you out of your password. They can trick you into giving over the code that your bank has just sent you on your phone. But it's still not going to do them any good if they don't physically have the key. By the way, buy two of them, because when you lose one, you'll be locked out of everything yourself.
Are those keys on your thing today?
No.
Then why have you spent so much time talking about them?
Because
what are you, some kind of tease or something?
No, I just want to be helpful.
You know, you're being annoying. Put it on there next week. So Ola has just showed me his bank account of how much money you've made him spend. And I said it's only half that, because every time he buys something fancy, he has to buy one for me as well, because I'm in the middle of it. I can't order it. And sometimes it's on a deal. Right, let's get going. Look, we do this all the time, for goodness sake. This is a professionally run outfit.
Really? I'll be leaving then.
Okay, right. Let's go.
Okay, let's crack on. We can get through these, I think, fairly rapidly. So this is a solution that I brought to bear recently. I do quite a lot of video streaming now using my iPhone. And, you know, half the radio stations I work with, they request video. And it's strange because I have a ideal face for radio, as you know. But the thing about doing video, the quality can be fine, you know, really good cameras, good internet connection, but you are then some distance away from the phone by necessity, because, you know, you need to be, you know, back at least a few feet. Now, the thing about that is then the sound quality goes down, because if you're relying on the built-in microphone and you're 3 or 4 feet away from it, you're going to pick up all the ambience of the room, any echoes, a slight amount of reverberation, and it really just sounds unprofessional. And I was doing it for a while because it was convenient, but then I thought, okay, I will buy a Lavalier microphone, you know, a tie-clip microphone.
Mm. There's loads of them out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there are loads, and so I went for Rode, R-O-D-E, which is an Australian microphone manufacturer, very high quality, and what surprised me was that even the entry-level one produces pro-quality sound. I mean, you can spend many times more money on them than this, but this one's the Rode Lavalier Go, and it's, as I say, it's a pro level lapel microphone. Comes in a choice of black or white, which is a small thing, but it's good. You know, if you tend to have a white shirt or a white blouse, you can just put it on and it tends to disappear in front of the camera, so that's really quite good. It uses a standard 3.5 millimeter jack. It's what they call a TRS connector, tip ring sleeve. So when you look at the 3.5 mil, you'll see a bit of metal, you'll see a plastic ring, and then you'll see another bit of metal, so the tip, the ring, and the sleeve. And some connectors are different. They use TRRS, with you see an extra loop on it. So this thing can plug into some devices directly, but the best way of doing, oh, I should just tell you, this thing's got a pop shield. It's got a 4-foot cable with a Kevlar reinforcement on it as well. So again, it's well made. I think that's the point of buying one of these as opposed to a no-name one, is you get a better build quality and a better sound quality. List price is £53.90. I looked on Amazon today, currently 50% off, £26.97. So,
well, why does it look, it looks like the old-fashioned one. A, it looks like the kind of mic I'd use in a studio if I was filming, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, so many of them now, the ones that are on offer, are Bluetooth, aren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, you'll pay more for that. But wired connection depends what you're doing, right?
Is it like Ethernet? It's better when it's wired. It's more secure.
Wired is always better.
I mean, is it?
Yeah, you've got no latency issues. You've got the optimal quality that the microphone's capable of capturing. Bluetooth is always a compromise, and it's a convenience. I'm not against it. I use it also. But if you don't need the Bluetooth, then don't use it. Okay, so 4 stars out of 5, it's the Rode Lavalier Go.
You know I'm going to buy it, don't you, that one?
Yeah, well, it's cheap enough. Now, the thing is, then I thought, okay, but how do I use this with my iPhone? And then I started looking into it, and you needed, like, two adapters. You needed one to convert the USB-C into a 3.5 mil jack, and then another one from Rode to connect the 3.5 mil jack to the right sort of 3.5 mil jack. As I said to you, there's those two types, TRS and TRS.
Oh, right, yeah, I'm looking at the holes now, yep. Yes.
So you don't want to be doing that. By the time you spend the money on the adapters, you might as well buy the next gadget, which is also from Rode. It's called the Rode AI Micro, and it's an ultra-compact dual-channel audio interface. So you can plug up to two microphones into, I don't know if you see the picture, but you've got three sockets on the front. Microphone one, microphone two. So you can capture the audio from two microphones at once. So if you're doing an interview, maybe you're doing it outdoors, it's quite windy, you want the mics quite close to you, it will capture the audio from both. And the third jack is the headphones.
I'm so silly. I looked at it as though it was part of the same thing.
No, it's separate. It's a separate.
Yeah, but take the attitude out when you say no. Just say no. Okay. Don't say no.
It's perfectly understandable, Eddie, and I'm surprised that they didn't make it clearer, thank
you. It's better, thank you.
Okay, so this thing solves the problem, so you don't need those little adapters, and it's about £60.
What else can I use it for?
Well, you can connect it to an Android device, an iOS device, a Mac. So but what it does is it captures the audio and it streams it out via USB. So you can connect it to most USB devices.
So if we were doing our little podcast, you and I arguing, so mm-hmm. we're doing this. We could use those. It would be quality. The quality would be good enough.
Yeah, it would be good enough. So if you didn't have something like a sort of a bigger scale desktop interface, like, you know, like we've seen the Rodecaster Pro and the Rodecaster Duo, for example, those things, lots of faders, very high tech, but cost several hundred pounds.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. This thing, very pocketable. So it's also good for outdoor use. And, you know, a lot of times when you're using this, it's like, well, it's got the pop shield on it. It's actually quite good at resisting the one that we saw.
I've got a reporter, right? That's what I hear. They might always, fancy suggested that we have this.
Yeah, I mean, these are affordable solutions that most people will be happy with. If you're the BBC, you might want to spend a little bit more money, and I'm sure that they do. But for most of us, this is a good solution, I think. So you've got the microphone for, 26 odd pounds, and then this for about 60. So I think for well under 100 pounds.
You're selling me the thing that connects the thing to the thing for more than the thing. Did you understand what I just said there?
Yeah. But, for example, this will capture the sound from two microphones, and it doesn't really matter. What is the cost of the solution is what matters. Compare it to the cost of four adapters for two microphones. Yeah, and it's a much neater solution.
I trust you.
Both of them 4 stars out of 5. Moving on, we've got a smartwatch. It's what's called a hybrid smartwatch from Withings, Withings.
I really want this one to be good.
It is good. It's from Withings, which they don't do bad stuff, to be honest with you. ScanWatch Lite. So this is their entry-level ScanWatch. The reason why it's called a hybrid smartwatch is because it's got an analog face with hands on it, but it's also got a small digital display around where the 12 o'clock mark is. And it works very well because one of the benefits of this, the main benefit of hybrid, other than the styling, and when I've been wearing this, I've actually had compliments about the watch, which I don't get. You know, when I wear an Apple watch, it just looks like another one. Well, it just looks like a tablet on your wrist, right? It's kind of a small, fat little tablet. This looks like a proper watch. It's stylish. I think Withings are French, and I think that's all reflected in their attention to aesthetics. So it's a very stylish looking watch. But with all the smart bits as well. But because it doesn't have to power a screen all the time, the battery, instead of having to charge it up every day, as you have to do with even the latest Apple Watch, this thing goes for about 30 days on a single charge. And why is that important? Because amongst the tracking capabilities, so this will do heart rate tracking, activity tracking, sleep tracking, menstrual cycle tracking. And the sleep tracking part of it is interesting because the problem I have with an Apple Watch
is when it's charging.
Yeah, exactly. When are you going to charge it? If you're monitoring yourself day and night, when are you meant to charge the watch? And the solution I've got is I've now got a second Apple Watch to swap because it hasn't got a replaceable battery. Well, it's the old one. I had an Apple Watch 4, I think, and then I bought a 7, I think. I got a 10.
Yeah. I bought one for Mrs. Nissen. I'm so jealous. I haven't bought one for myself, but she just got it on all the time and does all this kind of stuff, answering the phone, paying for stuff. I'm like, you're sure I got that for you and I haven't got one for myself. Yeah. So this is good, but this isn't cheap, right?
So it's on offer. This is one of the reasons why I raised it today. So normal price $229.95, currently $179.95 on Amazon. Other retailers have it as well. It's 4 stars out of 5, and I just think it's a nice solution, and not everyone wants a smartwatch that looks like a little tablet on their wrist. Yeah, so I think aesthetically this is good. But also Withings has got a very good reputation for the accuracy of their sensors and the software that interprets the data. I think it's quite trustworthy. The Withings app is great. I use it extensively. I use their sleep tracker, which goes under my mattress. And every day when I get out of bed, it just tells me, like this does, how much sleep did I have? What was the quality of sleep?
What have you learned about that? I mean, I'm wondering if there is such a thing as too much information. What have you learned about your sleep?
What I've learned is that my sleep isn't as good as I thought it was, because although sometimes I sleep the appropriate number of hours, the quality of the sleep can be really poor. Also, I would know, for example, if I had sleep apnea, it would tell me that. So if I were to stop breathing overnight, it would tell me. And, you know, you'd think you'd know, but a lot of people, I think there's probably more people with sleep apnea undiagnosed than diagnosed. And it's not always obvious because you don't sort of necessarily wake up gasping for breath. It's just that some people several times an hour will just stop breathing for a while. And that's really bad for the heart and for the brain. Yeah. So it's good to know because these are mitigatable illnesses, let's say. Moving on, as quick as I can, Logitech, they've got a nice, small, fun, portable keyboard called the Pebble Keys 2 K380S. What a title. It's a very nice little keyboard, and I'll come to the reason why I covered it today. And normally £45, currently £23.99, so almost half price. And it's a good quality keyboard. Logitech do really good keyboards. It's got some nice features on it. It can control up to three different gadgets. So it can control Windows devices, Macintosh computers, iPad OS, and Chrome OS. So you can have it wirelessly linked to these different devices and just use the three buttons to switch between them. Plus you get these shortcut keys that allow you to do all sorts of things like a screenshot, a single key press, or bring up your emojis menu, and you can just select what they do, but you've got these really good keys. Plus the thing I really like, it takes replaceable AA batteries.
Yes.
Which means that you're not constantly having to recharge it, and it doesn't let you down. So a pair of batteries in it will last about 3 years. A normal, you know, set of alkaline batteries will last about 3 years. And, of course, there's nothing to stop you from putting rechargeable AAs inside it instead. So I think that's a really good solution because sometimes, you know, you get caught, your keyboard dies and you don't have a charging solution available, and then suddenly you're in trouble. This is a really nice, stylish keyboard. It comes in a range of colours. $23.99, 4 stars out of 5. Can I just tell you one thing that's free at the moment?
Really quickly, we're over time. And
Perplexity is an artificial intelligence system, rather like ChatGPT.
Yeah.
They have a free one, but they have Perplexity Pro, which is normally $200 a year. If you are a PayPal user, you can get it free for a year, which is worth $200 American.
Yeah.
I will post the link to this on Twitter. X.
Oh, and well, come on, give us your link then, for goodness sake.
Twitter is at Gadget Detective. Blue Sky is gadgetdetective.com.
Yeah, I'm. You know, I said we were late. You just send me when you put that up, because I'm a paper. I'll have a look at that.
I'll put it up this afternoon.
I'll have a look at that. God bless you. See you in a couple of weeks' time.
Cheers, bye now.
You're brilliant. Thank you very much.